This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I should warn everybody right now, Tim McMahon was at the Warrior game last night and works for ESPN and the Hoop Collective podcast, and he's a fantastic voice on the league. You may, if you're really tapped into the league, recognize his name through years of covering the Mavericks, but now to expand it a little bit. However, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a book out that's literally about Luka, and what a time to come out with a book about Luka.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, called The Wonder Boy.
Yeah, not The Wonder Bread, which I think was a working title for a while as he was getting a little doughy around the midsection.
That's what Nico was pointing to when he traded him. But let's find out on the River Islands guest line. Tim McMahon joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. And yeah, the book is The Wonder Boy about Luka, and what a ride it's been for Luka. What was the timing of all of this, Tim?
I mean, purely coincidental, absolutely shocking, and 8,000 copies had been printed at the time of the trade, and yes, I did have to rush to write a final unplanned chapter, but you know, the whole premise of the book is about the pressure on a franchise when they draft a prodigy through the prism of Luka and the Mavericks. And look, there's been all kinds of drama and twists and turns and, you know, dysfunction as they've tried to build this contender around him to make sure there was never a reason for him to look to leave. And then obviously the plot twist, spoiler alert here, somehow after going to the finals before the next trade deadline, they decided to dump this guy. So can't say I saw that ending coming. I always thought if there was a trade, it would be because they failed to give him a chance to win and he would ask out. Obviously, that's not the way things went down. And, you know, it's one way for the story to end, that's for sure.
I mean, Tim, we want to talk Dubs, but just, I mean, you're here and I'm dying to know somebody who's actually tapped in and has reported on this for years. What was this actually about as far as the Mavericks were concerned?
I mean, you know, just to cut down to it, this was about Nico Harrison not believing in Luka Doncic as a franchise centerpiece. And, you know, the conditioning stuff, obviously you guys are joking about, but that was a primary factor in this. And I'll just point out, yes, the conditioning issues are a concern, and he averaged 34, 10, and 9 and led a team to the finals last year. Both of those things are true. I would think one would outweigh the other, so to speak, but Nico Harrison disagreed. And, you know, that was also all part of really the relationship between Luka and especially Nico, but some others in the Mavericks organization, Frank. You know, and there were people who were let go by the organization that, you know, Luka was very fond of. And this, you know, all these things kind of played a part. But again, after they scrambled to build a contender around him, after they went to the finals, after they gave up their control of their first round picks from 27 to 30, they made a move to get rid of him. And by Nico's own admission, create a 3 to 4 year time frame that obviously has been seriously damaged by the injury issues since the trade. And, you know, once that time frame ends, the credit card bill is due. And, it, you know, there's a lot of things that if you look at it from a logical perspective, it is hard to make sense of.
Yeah, and here we sit with Anthony Davis, now a Maverick, kind of, and Klay Thompson ostensibly left holding the bag as Kyrie gets hurt. And so the whole Dallas thing kind of has disintegrated after the move. I'm interested in your thoughts on the Warriors, and I know it's a small sample coming off of last night where they were really flat against a depleted Denver team, but what do you make of this Warriors team and their viability with Jimmy now joining Steph and Draymond for the stretch run?
Well, I've seen them in person twice since the Jimmy trade. They lost in Dallas. They lost last night, so I'm certainly not very impressed. obviously, you know, maybe I'm the curse, but
yeah,
I
yeah, no more games. Tim, you're not going tonight, are you?
Well, I'm not. No, I'm actually heading to Cavs Clippers as we speak.
Okay,
if
good.
If they're going to make a deep run in the Western Conference, you know, I'm going to see them again at some point. But look, the Jimmy trade is obviously really kind of breathe hope back in to that franchise, despite the fact that we haven't seen him really dominate like you know he's capable of. It's reinvigorated Steph. Obviously, Steph's on fumes right now. I mean, Steve Kerr made that clear last night. I think you could see the mental fatigue as much as anything with some of the insane turnovers that he had last night. You know, they're going to have to kind of manage trying to keep Steph fresh and give him rest versus not slipping into the play-in. Ideally, he's going to be able to rest while other teams are in the play-in games and not the Warriors, so that'll be interesting to see how that balances. But if Steph is playing, you know, the kind of basketball that he has recently and that we've seen over the course of his career, if they get playoff Jimmy, they're going to be a real threat. I think you can look at the record, not the strongest stretch of schedule since Jimmy's been there, but I think you look at the record with him in uniform, and it's eye-opening.
Tim McMahon of ESPN and the Hoop Collective Pod is with us here on Willard and Dibbs and was at the Warriors game last night and is never allowed to go to another one again. But let's talk about that a little bit, Tim. If Steph is on fumes in March, then why and how is it realistic that this is somehow going to get better over the next 2 months?
He needs to be recharged. He needs to be plugged in. That's certainly obviously why he's not playing tonight. I don't think that him being on fumes is any kind of like final conclusion. I don't think that, you know, we've seen the last spectacular basketball from Steph Curry this season. Obviously the guy takes great care of himself. You know, he's going to take tonight off. We'll see if there's another rest game or two for him down the stretch of the regular season, but you know, again, my assumption is that Steph has great basketball left to be played down the stretch this season and going to the playoffs. And if he does, you know, the Warriors are going to have a real chance at making a run. And if he doesn't, they'll be on vacation by May.
And you look at last night, and it's a small sample, and I understand that you're 0-2 since Jimmy's come, and we're kind of holding it against you. But when you look at just Denver and the size and the length and the force with which they played without Jokic and Murray, is that the one team that you think is the worst matchup for the Warriors in the first round?
Well, obviously, you know, nine straight wins for the Nuggets over the Warriors. Last night was really a weird kind of fluky type of thing. But, you know, I was on NBA Today with Udonis Haslem this afternoon, and obviously he knows Jimmy well. He might have a little bit of a bone to pick with Jimmy. I'm not sure. Perhaps from the way things left in Miami, but he made a good point, and that's the big athletic defenders are the ones who give Jimmy trouble. And Aaron Gordon's a really tough matchup for him. You know, you saw that in the finals when the Nuggets and the Heat matched up. So, you know, he is the type of guy who can fare well in that matchup against Jimmy and kind of neutralize some of the advantage Jimmy has, whether he's usually either quicker or stronger than whoever is guarding him. And then, you know, look, Joker's a matchup problem for every single team in the league right now. It's not like the Warriors are some kind of, they are unique in that regard. So I think the Nuggets are going to be a tough matchup for anybody. But again, the track record against Golden State would say especially the Warriors.
Tim, I wonder what your thoughts are on Oklahoma City in general from this perspective. You know, they're 12.5 clear of the rest of the conference. Is all this conversation about matchups and who would fit where, is it all rearranging deck chairs, or is Oklahoma City actually vulnerable because of lack of experience?
Well, look, Oklahoma City has the best point differential in NBA history. So the idea that they're not a formidable number one seed is obviously ridiculous. The only real reason to doubt OKC is because you haven't seen them do it before. You know, it gets back to you. They have a relative lack of playoff experience. You know, last year they lost in the second round to the Mavericks. They also, you know, that series was actually dead even on the cumulative scoreboard over six games. It's not like they, you know, just got mowed over. But, I mean, they're the clear-cut favorites. That doesn't mean they're invincible. And honestly, like, when you talk to other teams at the Western Conference playoff picture, for whatever reason, whether it's logical or not, the Thunder aren't feared by their foes in the West. So we'll see how it plays out. I know I would put my money on OKC coming out of the West, but again, you know, until they do it, they've got to prove it.
You just said that they have the highest point differential in the history of the association. Have the other teams that have been up there on that list, have they all gone on to be champions? What's that list like, Tim?
I would have to double check it, but I believe so. The record is 12.3, give or take a fraction of a point. I believe OKC is at 12.5 now. It was the 71-72 Lakers who were 12.3, the team that ran off 33 straight wins and won a title. So, look, point differential is not the end-all be-all, but that's a pretty convincing stat.
Yeah, and it just shows that, you know, when they win big, and when they lose small. And so it just struck me when you said that because, you know, Mark and I kind of have appropriate fear. We don't want the Warriors to be the eighth seed, but I wonder from a national viewpoint, do you think that OKC is getting the respect that it deserves considering how good they've been in the regular year?
I mean, not really, but you know what? Neither did the Celtics last season. Seriously, until a team wins a championship, there's always going to be people poking holes in them. There's always going to be people doubting them, and especially when it's a team as young as Oklahoma City, where, you know, almost every guy on that roster would be really kind of, with the exception of the two role players, really good role players that they brought in over the summer, almost every other guy on that roster is like 26 or younger. You know, and they have a little bit of playoff experience, but not a lot. But again, just if you just put the numbers on a piece of paper and don't attach it to a team's name, you'd say, yes, this team is overwhelmingly by far the best team in the Western Conference, and there's really not even a conversation.
Hoop Collective Pod, Tim McMahon, ESPN, top NBA voice out there for sure, was at the game last night.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We had a conversation about Steve Kerr a lot yesterday, Tim, because he just became the all-time winningest head coach of the Warriors, and certainly he gets plenty of love around here. However, for somebody who's accomplished as much as he has, there's a good section of the fan base that still questions him a lot on a night-in and night-out basis. What is the overall national view around the league of Steve Kerr as a coach?
Those four championship rings shine pretty bright, man.
Right?
You know, look, I mean, when you're the Warriors, obviously, because of the success that they've had during the, I'm not going to call it the Steve Kerr era, during the Steph Curry era, during the era of this dynasty, that becomes such a high profile team. The part of that is every single move is going to be questioned. There's going to be second guessing. You know, that's part of being a coach for any franchise, but especially a franchise as high profile as the Warriors. You know, and obviously the guy doesn't have four championship rings because solely of his coaching prowess. I mean, you know, inheriting the Splash Brothers and Draymond and the roster that he did, you don't win without talent. But Steve Kerr has proven himself to be a heck of a coach. I think that if you talk about his strengths, you would go more EQ than IQ. Is he a top five X's and O's guys? I don't know, but he's not a dummy, that's for sure. I mean, you know, I think he's pretty good at every aspect of coaching. He's just especially good at kind of the motivation and the ego management and, the psychological aspects of things.
And does that EQ now matter more than the IQ in this day and age where you've got, 15 highly paid stars usually on every team and social media and all the other distractions? Does that become a greater skill in this day and age as opposed to being able to, draw up a good out-of-bounds play?
Well, I was talking to a rookie head coach recently, over the last few years. And it was a guy who at the time was a rookie head coach. And I said, what has surprised you about the job? And he said, only about 10% of this is actual X's and O's. All the other stuff you have to spend more time on, focus more on. And if you don't get the ego management, the psychological stuff right, or I should say, if you get that stuff wrong, you can be as smart as you want to be. It's not going to work. I mean, listen, in this book that I've got coming out next week, there's a lot of stuff in there about the Luka Doncic-Rick Carlisle relationship. Rick Carlisle is a top three X's and O's coach. But he completely botched the ego management, the psychological stuff with Luka from his rookie year on. And basically that put a real quick expiration date on that relationship. And, obviously Steve Kerr is on out of year whatever coaching Steph Curry. And look, Steph Curry, as far as superstars to coach, like he's kind of a dream. He's kind of a dream guy, but he's also had Draymond that whole time, who phenomenal player, not always a picnic to coach. This kind of longevity, it's not possible in the NBA unless you are really excelling at those other aspects of coaches that aren't about what kind of plays you're running, your defensive schemes, and those sort of things.
Tim, the Warriors are in the process of still assessing Jonathan Kuminga and his value coming this offseason and also trying to re-inject him into the lineup at an important time. What was your take on his play last night and how he's going to fit in going forward?
Yeah, honestly, last night he had a bucket in like the third quarter, and I'm like, geez, I hadn't really noticed coming at all tonight until now. And he was a guy who, about a month before the trade deadline, I would have put down a wager on him being traded. I felt like it had kind of reached the point with him where either you're going to trade him or you're going to pay him. Now, we'll see. There's always sign and trade scenarios in the summer. But, clearly he turned the corner during that, in January, going into before he got hurt, where he was showing something to the Warriors. He had made them believe that he was going to be or could be part of their future. So it'll be fascinating to see how the summer plays out with him. Obviously, it's not just about evaluation, but it's about negotiations in these circumstances. But again, for a guy who I thought was going to get traded before the deadline, I don't think I would make that same bet now. And in terms of this summer, I do think he's going to be part of the future in Golden State.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely feels that way. And Joe Lacob's recent comments would be commensurate with that. Tim, thank you so much for coming on. Great to have you. And as mentioned, don't attend any more Warrior games, please.
Hey, like I told you, boys, if they handle their business in the playoffs, they're going to have to see me at some point.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well,
that felt more like a threat than a promise, Tim, to be honest.
Tim, appreciate it, Phil.
Yep, thanks. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, there it is. Tim McMahon.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.